Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also announced his resignation today. It came after a year in power dogged by scandals, an election defeat and a crisis over Japan's support for the US-led operations in Afghanistan. Abe reshuffled his cabinet only last month to rekindle public approval, but a poll this week showed support was stuck below 30%. Staff writer at the Japan Times, Konoko Takahara, spoke to us about the reaction to the announcement and his possible successor, Taro Aso.
He's currently the foreign minister and grandson of former Prime Minister Kishi. So he's like the blue blood in the politics. And on the policy front, I guess he's more like a right-wing type of guy like Prime Minister Abe.
Mr. Abe said that he was quitting to pave the way for ruling and opposition parties to work together to approve the extension of Tokyo's naval mission in support of the US-led operation in Afghanistan. And he really announced his departure before this bill came really before Parliament.
Well, in fact, the bill expires November 1st. And if the ruling parties can't get the opposition to okay the bill by then, which the opposition say they wouldn't, then it would be kind of a political chaos in the Diet. So the Prime Minister Abe was trying to discuss the topic with opposition's Ichiro Ozawa, which he declined to meet with Abe. That was, today. And that's, according to Abe, one of the reasons that he stepped down.